Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 46 of Real Stories. Sorry about the delay of a couple weeks, but sometimes life throws curveballs at you, and you gotta take some time, readjust, think about what's important, and get yourself together. And I am back, and I'm ready to do some podding, so without any further ado, let's get into today's spooky episode. Today's episode will contain three stories by the same author, all centered around her career as a preschool teacher and the supernatural encounters that she experienced. I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little drunk, so sorry for any spelling errors or whatever. Anyways, I'm a preschool teacher, and kids are weird, and we all know they're in tune with the paranormal, right? Right. So this was my first year working in a preschool as an assistant teacher. That part doesn't really matter, though, to be honest. So there's this one little girl that just acts out. She's only 3 years old. She doesn't really get along with the other kids that well, but she talks to me a lot. She goes on and on about this other kid, presumably a sibling or something. She talks about how they spend time together, play games, go to the park, etc. I'm like, wow, what a cute sibling relationship. The name of this other kid is obviously a real name and something a three-year-old wouldn't come up with. So one day, Dad picks her up, and I'm making small talk with him. I say, when am I going to meet, insert the name of this sibling? Student talks about her all the time. Dad gets quiet, like he knows, but wants to pretend like he doesn't, and then says, who? And I say, oh, I thought she had a sibling, insert name. She talks about her and all the fun stuff they do all the time. And he's like, no, she doesn't have any siblings. So then he doesn't say anything, and it's really awkward, and he leaves with his kid quickly. The next day, I'm really curious, so I ask the child while she's doing an art project, so who is, insert name? And she stops what she's doing, goes blank-faced, looks at me with the most dead eyes I've ever seen a three-year-old give, and says, she's the girl who watches me sleep through my window at night. Bro, when I tell you I crapped my pants. I asked her to draw a picture. I don't know if you know this, but three-year-olds are not very great at drawing pictures. So it was just a circle person with stick legs and arms and a triangle bow on her head. But that isn't all. I actually babysat this kid a few times. Her bedroom was on the second floor of their house. There wasn't a tree there for anyone to climb up or anything. And I asked her if so-and-so still watched her sleep, and she was like, no, mommy and daddy went to a church and, insert name, stopped coming over to play with me. If you're interested in hearing more scary things that I've heard from preschoolers, then let me know. I have way more than just this experience. Oh boy, that is not what you want to hear from a child. Guys, as we've talked about, and as the author just mentioned, children and animals are in tune with the paranormal. It's pretty much an unspoken fact. But in this case, a preschool teacher is trying to talk to a child just about her life. The child's a little antisocial with the other kids, but she really connects with this teacher. And when she talks to her teacher, she talks about this person. We'll call her Liz. So the child and Liz are talked about like they're siblings. And so the teacher assumes that they are, just based on how much they interact in these various stories. So when the teacher talks to this student's parent, they're like, hey, you know, what's up with Liz? I can't wait to meet her. I hear all about her from, you know, your child. And the dad's like, she doesn't have any other siblings. Like, there's no other kids here. And he gets really weird and kind of acts like he doesn't want to talk about this sort of thing. Which, I mean, if your child's talking about this person who's not there, sometimes it's like in a fun, you know, imaginary friend kind of way. But sometimes with kids, these entities will appear to try and attach themselves to these children. And why that is up for speculation. I think that if I had to guess, it's because they're very vulnerable and they're very pure of heart and trusting of outside entities. And so they make targets for these spirits, demons, whatever you'd like to refer to them as. So after that conversation with the dad, the teacher talks to the student again, and she asks, "So who is Liz?" And the child stops what they're doing and goes blank-faced. This is a 3-year-old, mind you. So this is really a lot of emotion and just a lot going into this response. She goes blank-faced and looks at her with the most dead eyes that she'd ever seen from a 3-year-old. And she says, "She's the girl who watches me sleep through my window at night." Now, that is already terrifying enough, because obviously, nobody's supposed to be watching you sleep through a window. However, what makes this even creepier, if you can imagine that it gets even creepier, is that this teacher has babysat for this child before, and they know what the layout of their room and what the house is. And this child lives on the second floor. And it's not like there's a tree or anything, which wouldn't necessarily make it better if somebody was just climbing up a tree, but at least it would be a somewhat rational explanation, a non-paranormal explanation. But she knows that that is not the case. So it really just seems like this child has been experiencing interactions with some sort of paranormal entity. So the teacher asks her if she still is watching her sleep afterwards. And the child says, "No, mommy and daddy went to a church, so Liz stopped coming over to play with me." So it sounds like this 3-year-old, who, you know, speaks very well for a 3-year-old. I don't have any kids, nor do I really want them in the clear foreseeable future. But that seems very advanced for this child to know all of this stuff. But it sounds like there was an exorcism or some sort of cleansing that went on. And it seems like it was a problem to the point where the parents think that they needed to get the church involved. From what I can tell from this child's response, whatever they did seems to have worked. So what a crazy thing to hear from a child at a preschool. Like, this is not what you'd expect. Like, kids are talking about, you know, colors and baby shark and whatever. But this kid has a whole little demon friend. And it's just so scary because you never know how that could happen. And, you know, luckily the child talked to the parents about it. I mean, you'd have to be super freaked out if your small child comes up to you and is like, "Somebody's watching you sleep." Like, that's horrifying to hear. And to find out that it's not even a person, like, to have it be a person is obviously very scary and a chilling thought. But there are ways to deal with that and to, like, catch them and try and make sure that that never happens again. But when you know that there is no way that a person could be capable of doing this and that it has to be some sort of other force at play, that is terrifying. But luckily, you know, the parents knew how to deal with it. You know, maybe they had experiences with the paranormal as well. So maybe whatever they had dealt with in the past just tried to latch on to their child. But who knows? What a creepy story. We'll be right back with more creepy stories after this word from today's sponsor, BetterHelp. Hey guys, did you know that May is Mental Health Awareness Month? Well, now you do. So how are you feeling? And be honest. If you think that you may be feeling stressed, depressed, anxious, or overwhelmed, you're not alone. And today's sponsor, BetterHelp, is here to help you. BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you. Talk to your therapist in an online environment at your convenience. And there is a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's network of 20,000 therapists that give you access to help that may not be available in your area. You just fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you can get matched with a therapist in as little as 48 hours. You can then schedule video and phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages with your therapist. You can also request a new therapist at any time for no additional charge. So join the 3 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/realstories. That's betterhelp.com/realstories, all one word. I shared an experience about something creepy that happened while working with preschoolers last night, and I mentioned I actually have more. During COVID, the preschool where I worked stayed open, but it was a small place with only 2 classrooms, and a lot of kids didn't come at that time. It ended up being me and one kid a lot of the days. So one evening, we're sitting on the floor and playing, and I say something to her with the doll that I have or whatever, and the kid doesn't answer. I look up at her, and she's not looking at me or at the dolls at all. She's looking over my shoulder, just blank-faced. My first instinct is to just say, "Hey," her name. She didn't respond right away. There was a little spot of silence, but when she did, she looked me in the eye and said, "Your mommy is hugging you right now and wants to tell you she misses you." My first thought upon hearing that was to check on my mom because I was terrified. So I texted her asking if she was okay. I got a response right away and she was okay. So I was like, okay, whatever, and tried not to think about that again. We keep playing and a few minutes pass and then the kid stops and says to me, "Ms. Y, what does your mommy look like?" I reminded her that she's seen my mom before when she picked me up one day because my car wasn't working. She goes, "Oh, I have seen your mommy. That wasn't your mommy then." I asked her who it was. She said she didn't know. I really didn't want to ask any more because sometimes I worry that the kids will tell their parents our conversations, and then the parents will think I'm a crazy ghost enthusiast who's teaching their kids scary stuff. Also, this kid never said anything like this before or after. It was super random for her. Okay, I'm not gonna lie. This teacher might want to look at a different school to work at, or maybe a different age range, because she is at like a Goosebumps pre-K. So in this story, this is taking place during the pandemic, and it's a small building, and a lot of the kids were staying home for obvious reasons. One day, it's just our author and this girl. And they're playing just with toys, having a good old time. So she looks up to the kid at one point and is trying to talk to her, but she's not really responding. And she's not looking at her or at the toys. She's looking over the teacher's head. She is just having a blank face. Same with the other kid in the last story. That blank face is coming up again. I'm not sure if these ghosts are just kind of taking over for a second and just leaving the kids in a trance, like some astral projecting type stuff. But either way, it's weird. Like if the kids just goes from playing with toys to just like blank expression, it's cause for alarm. So their first instinct is just to say, "Hey," we'll call her Sally. "Hey, Sally." She didn't respond right away after she called her name. When she did, she looked at the teacher right in the eye and said, "Your mommy is hugging you right now and wants to tell you that she misses you." So our teacher, their first thought is checking on their mom. And they're very scared doing that because, you know, to the best of their knowledge, their mom is alive and well. So she immediately texts her mom to make sure that she's okay. And luckily, thank goodness, she got a response right away and her mom's all good. So the teacher kind of, you know, plays it off and is like, you know, "I'm going to try not to think about that because that was weird." So they keep playing and a few minutes pass. And then the kid says, "Hey, Miss Y, what does your mommy look like?" And the teacher reminds her that the child has actually seen her mom before because she picked her up one day when she was having car issues. And the child responds, "Oh, I have seen your mom. That wasn't your mommy then." She asked the child who it was, but the child doesn't know. So she really didn't want to ask her anything else because, you know, sometimes kids will relay certain information to their parents and it sounds weird. But in the context, I think that it was actually probably a lot more of a peaceful, calm situation than it appeared. Because if I had to guess, it's probably a relative of the teacher's coming in to check on her. This is not a new phenomenon. On this show, we've had plenty of stories where it's just a loved one coming to say goodbye or checking in and making sure that the person is okay. And those are some of my favorite stories because it reminds us that, you know, the afterlife doesn't have to be all doom and gloom. And sometimes when there are spirits around, they're positive because they have such a negative connotation just in, you know, TV and movies a lot of the time. It's like, oh, you know, this person went through this trauma in their life and now they spend their whole afterlife just dishing out trauma to, you know, living people. But there's a lot of people who had a lot of pleasant experiences and just want to make sure that their loved ones are okay without them. And it's really touching and sweet. If this happened to me, would I be a little bit freaked out at first? Yes, but at the end of the day, I would definitely appreciate the sentiment. It shows that people really do care about their loved ones and just want to make sure that they're okay. So I think that that's what happened here. But I will say that the amount of children in this particular preschool having paranormal experiences is crazy. Honestly, when this one happened, I think the kid was just as freaked out as I was. Hopefully, he forgets this as an adult so it doesn't traumatize him. Anyways, I worked at a church preschool. This place was old, like 70 years old. So one day, my director comes to me. She's been working there for like 40 years. She's a very dedicated lady. And she says, one of the kids I used to teach passed away, and the funeral is being held in our church building next week, so I'm not going to be around that day. And I was like, aw, that's so sad. I'm so sorry. So about a week later, she does her thing. The day after the funeral, I'm chilling with the kiddos, sitting on the carpet, and one of them asks me, Ms. Y, when is that new kid going to start coming here? And I was like, new kid? We hadn't had any families tour the building for a while. So I asked him, and he said he saw a little boy walking around yesterday, looking in the doorways and watching the kids play. He thought it was a kid on tour. And I was like, no one new came yesterday, buddy. And he just said, oh, and looked freaked out. A child with sense for once. And if I hadn't been nervous before, this kid's face made me feel it now. I don't know exactly what he saw, but it seemed like it might have been something a little more than just seeing a new kid playing in the doorways. Anyways, day continues as per usual. I stayed late that night because the cleaners couldn't come, so I did it instead. So I'm doing my thing, just finishing cleaning, turning off the lights, when I hear the distinct sound of a child talking and my stomach drops. Because my first thought is, holy crap, did I miscount and lose a kid today? Holy crap. So I call out, hey, who's there? And it gets quiet. Now it's a little spooky. So I think, okay, maybe I imagined it or just heard someone outside. Mind you, it's dark and cold outside because it's winter, and it's not like we have some casual visitors just walking by this late with their kids. But we make up whatever narratives to help us sleep at night, you know? So I continue doing my thing, getting closer to the church building that's connected to the preschool by an open hallway, and I hear it again, louder. Little kid chit-chattering away, and it definitely is coming from inside the dark church building where all the lights are off. And I say my freaking prayers because I know I have to check and make sure I didn't forget a kid, because I just have to. So I walk over there. My butt is so clenched and the church is looking scary as hell. The talking stops and I flip on the lights, check every little corner of the room like a madman, and book out of there. I am not religious, but I was thanking the Lord for that being the end of it, because if I had the displeasure of actually seeing something, I would simply have passed away. So anyways, lucky for the cleaners that they didn't have to come that night. Yikes, if our teacher did not believe in the paranormal before, she has to now. This one was actually very scary. So, in this story, the director of the school, which is attached to a church, comes up to the teacher and says that a former student passed away and that she would be away for the funeral. So the funeral comes and goes, and the day after, our teacher is sitting with one of her kids on the carpet when the child asks her, "Ms. Y, when is that new kid going to start coming here?" And the teacher's like, "New kid? We hadn't had any families touring from the building for quite a while." With this school, it seems like parents will take their kids there on tours to see if they want them to go there. So it's natural that the child thought that this other boy that they had seen might be doing that. However, the teacher informs them that nobody was there. Nobody came to visit yesterday. And the child just says, "Oh," and looks freaked out. Now, the reason that that's scary is that in the other two stories, when the children were recounting or going through their paranormal experiences, they didn't really show any fear. At certain points, they were almost in a trance with blank expressions on their face, but they were never scared to talk about what they were seeing. However, this child seems to express genuine concern and fear about what he saw, which is what makes this all the more terrifying. And his expression even worries the teacher. So after that, the day continues somewhat normally, and the cleaning crew, who normally comes and cleans the class and the church, doesn't show up. So our teacher, being the nice person that she is, stays and cleans. She is almost finished cleaning and turning off lights when she hears the distinct sound of a child talking, and their stomach drops. And it's valid, because the first thing that they think when they hear that is, did they miscount and forget a child? Which is gotta be so scary to think about, because, you know, the children are depending on you to take care of them. So, very valid fear. So she calls out to them to see if there's anybody there, but gets no response. So now things are getting a little spooky. So she thinks maybe she imagined it or just heard it outside. You know, the typical rationalizations for when you may hear a scary noise. Oh, maybe I just heard something weird or whatever. It can't possibly be a ghost or anything. And important information is that it's dark and cold outside because it's winter. And it's not like there are visitors just walking by this late with their kids. So they continue doing their work, and they're getting closer to the church building that's connected to this preschool by a hallway. And they hear this distinct child chattering again, and louder this time. So it's definitely coming from inside the dark church. So they say their prayers and they have to go and check, because if there's a kid there, it's her responsibility. So they walk over there and, you know, they're terrified. And I don't blame them. It takes a lot of courage to go into a place where you think you're hearing like paranormal noises from and investigate. It's very nerve-wracking because you're so on edge. So it's like even any sort of sound you hear would freak you out. But they go over there and they investigate. They flip on all the lights and check all the corners of the room, and nobody's there, so they book it out of there. So luckily, they didn't end up having an encounter with this child, but I think that it's very plausible, based on this other child's recollection of what they saw, that a former student who passed away and probably had pleasant memories at this school is back there roaming the halls and watching kids play, maybe because they didn't get a chance to, which is so heartbreaking. But the only thing that's really scary is that it freaked out this other kid so much. So that kid may not be as open to, you know, talking to the paranormal as a lot of other kids are, which is very valid. I don't blame him for that. When the child got scared is when the teacher got scared, because it's like that makes it real. So luckily they didn't come across anything, but it really does sound like there is an entity in the building. And honestly, in an old church, I'm not too surprised. It seems like it would be a place for spirits, not necessarily one with negative intentions, but it's definitely a place where, you know, a lot of spirits could find comfort, and I think that it's very possible that that's what this child was looking for. Alrighty, guys, that's going to do it for Real Stories, episode 46. A big shout out to Pendant_Fawn for her three stories, preschool teacher story, another preschool teacher story, and preschool teacher three. All stories were read with the permission of their respective author. And if you have a story that you'd like to hear on the show, please email it to me at thearspodcast@gmail.com. That's thearspodcast@gmail.com. Also, remember to go to betterhelp.com/realstories for 10% off your first month if you're thinking about giving therapy a shot. And as always, stay safe and have a great rest of your week, guys. I will see you next week with a brand new episode.